Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back to the second hour of Your World today. Umar Abdullah, Farzana Adams sitting in for Mufti Musaji this evening. And when I left you, we were on the day of Thursday, and now Yawmul Jum'ah, Friday, the best day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Du'as are accepted, and salawat and durood are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And talking of blessed things, the 11th Regional Quran Competition 1437 is underway. And this weekend, inshallah, it will be the northwest leg of the tour. Joining us online, Qari Anas Mutara, the Northwest Coordinator of the 11th Regional Quran Competition. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Qari Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qari Saab, this is the Northwest leg of this tour. How many parts or how many wings of this tour or this memorization competition are there?
In total, it's 7 zones. Northwest has been introduced as a new zone this year. Gauteng, Western Province, KZN, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, a few of them, I'm not sure of all of them, but there are 7 in total.
Okay, so 7 zones in total, and is this the very, very first time that the Quran competition is going to be hosted in Clarksdorp?
Alhamdulillah, this year is the first year that Northwest is going to be taking part in the SMQC Quran memorization competition as a province on our own.
Alhamdulillah. So I believe that this year it was the inaugural female Quran memorization competition. So tell us a little bit about that and how has it been going thus far? Karisa? How has the female leg of the competition been going? I believe this is the first year they've introduced Hafizas to the competition.
Alhamdulillah, it has been going very well. If our feedback this afternoon from our national coordinators, in total so far, I think in plus of 40 females have applied to take part.
Okay. Now, how much of prep? Tell us a little bit about the back work that goes into hosting a competition of this magnitude.
Okay. First of all, the first step that happens is organizing a venue. For example, last year it was decided that Northwest will be given a region of introduced as a province of its own or a zone of its own. So first thing that goes into preparation for organizing is selecting a venue in the whole of Northwest. Alhamdulillah, this year Clarksdorp has been blessed with the opportunity to host the Quran competition. And secondly, then goes in to advertising, promoting, and getting people to take part. That's as far as participants go. But on the side of the place that, or the venue that's hosting it, the locality, the preparation, logistics into finding the adjudicators, the judges from nearby towns or from surrounding areas, getting the total amount of participants registered online, and then providing for them whatever needs to be provided, for example, food, adequate participation certificates, etc. So there are quite a few logistics that come into play when organizing something of this magnitude.
So this northwest part of it, or Zone 7, have the entries closed already?
No, alhamdulillah, we have been having entries being put through on a regular basis, and there is still chance for all those who want to still take part until the competition commences on Saturday morning. So the window for registration is open until Saturday morning when the competition begins.
Okay, so it's just the whole day of Saturday, or does it go into Sunday as well?
No, it starts Saturday morning and we try to round up by mid-Saturday afternoon. Thereafter, the judges sit with all the forms and tally up to work for to place positions on first, second, third in each category.
So I believe there's 4 categories, and then the youngest to the oldest. So is there an age cut off?
This year, because we introduced Northwest Province as a new zone, as a new province, for the first category, that is our one juice category, we have as coordinators decided that the cut off age is 12. So no one older than 12 is allowed in the one juice category. As far as the other juice go, there are age restrictions. The maximum age restriction is 25 years. So if you're younger than 25, even if you're not affiliated to any institute, you've completed your and you are half, and you wish to take part, you can still take part if you're under the age of 25.
Okay, and is that for the males and the females?
The females, if I'm not mistaken, they have given them a bit more leeway. I think the age restriction is 30.
Okay, and is there a specific reason why you want the younger participants, not so much the middle-aged and older ones?
We're trying to encourage Quran and bring and promote Quran to our youth more, seeing that as a society today, we're moving away from reading Quran and learning about it as in general. And we find our youth more involved with extracurricular activities, recreational activities, instead of finding Islamic activities to do. So I think this is an excellent idea that has been brought about, where Quran is used to get our younger kids away from the evils and the vice of society and of the community of life, and bring them to something closer that bring them closer to Deen, and at the same time they gain reward and are occupied.
So there's still time for participants or contestants to enter. So thus far, how many contestants or participants do you have among the men and the women?
Alhamdulillah, according to the report we received this morning, I'm not sure if there were participants that entered late on. This morning's graph was telling us entries counted about in the range of 70 to 75.
MashaAllah. And among those, how many were female?
Like I said, we are in the range of 40 plus for females, so that leaves about 35 odd males.
Alhamdulillah, very encouraging. Guys, when you look at how they will be evaluated, so aside from the actual hifz, what will they be evaluated on?
As far as Quran goes, the three, or I'd say the two basic or main criteria are always in competition, which is termed as a hifz and Quran competition, would be the hifz, the actual memorization of the Quran, and the tajweed, which is reading it correctly, reading every alphabet letter from its correct pronunciation, from its correct origin, and attributing it with its correct qualities. So those are the two main criteria which participants will be judged on. One is the memorization, and second, tajweed. And the third category, which they are judged on, is, for example, the overall presentation, the body language while reading, the style of reading, which comes in the secondary position.
Okay, and if you had any, you know, message to give to the listeners about the competition, if you have anything and a message to the listeners of Radio Islam this evening, what would you be telling them?
My message would be that Allah has blessed us with such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message. He's given us the Quran, which is his direct speech to us. As we know, it is known as the Kalam Allah, the words of Allah, the speech of Allah. And unfortunately, especially here in South Africa, we've become very neglectful towards our Quran, reciting it even on a daily basis. We find very few people who actually recite it on a daily basis. Very recently, one of our local ulama was mentioning some people have so much respect for the Quran that they don't even touch it. On a light note. But nonetheless, this is an excellent opportunity for us to, as far as also, whether we're still becoming hafiz or completed our hifz already, it's an excellent opportunity for us to show our enthusiasm towards Quran. And the Quran is such a message, and it's such a thing that if we attach ourselves to it and if we promote it and look after it, Allah has taken a promise in the Quran. It comes in the Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." If you look after the Quran, Allah promises that He'll look after you for the rest of your life. So my message to the listener of Radio Islam is: this is an excellent opportunity for us to be reassociated with the Quran. Let us not delay. And if we overage to enter into the competition, let us get someone who is younger in our family, relatives, friends. Let us try and bring this love and this environment of Quran back into our lives.
Can I stop? Do people get very intimidated when they get ready to be tested? Because sometimes you might know your sabak or you might know your door really well, and you come in front of the judges and you feel so shocked and you feel such trembling. Does that happen? And what advice would you give to those who want to enter but they feel like they'll be absolutely frozen as soon as they go in front of the judges?
Normally what happens if at a competition or at an event of such a magnitude, this does tend to happen. It is natural, it is normal, it is human. What I would suggest is the first thing you do is, my personal experience is first when you're sitting on the podium or sitting on the stage or sitting on the seat, wherever, whatever has been allocated for you, make sure you're comfortable, not fidgety. Secondly, take a deep breath. And whatever question is being posed to you or whatever you're reading, make sure you have it focused in your mind. Make the intention that, oh Allah, I've done the best I could. The rest from here is in your hands. And inshallah, everything will happen, everything will go well.
Inshallah, ameen. Qari Anas, jazakallah for joining us on Radio Islam this evening. We're making lots of dua that the Northwest Regional Competition goes off really well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keeps the Quran the spring of our hearts.
Jazakallah, ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Qari Anas Mutara. He's telling us about the northwest of the Zone 7 leg of the 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition. It's going to be taking place, the Zone 7 leg, the northwest leg, taking place in Clarksdorp on Saturday, the 14th of May, from 9 o'clock onwards. Males will be at Masjid al-Salam and females will be at Al-Huda Muslim School.